background, this song, we've been probably trying to sing this like almost a year now. And every time I put it off, Sister Monica would be like, phew. I'll give you your rose now. I didn't realize that she could have played piano until one day we was going through the song, because originally Zoe was supposed to play. And she's like, well, I've been working with her. I was like, you can play the piano? I was like, come on, girl, let's do this. And she could, you doing it right? And so since then, we've been trying to practice this song. And Sister Monica has done really good practicing with me. And I pray that this song is a blessing to your soul this evening. Maybe you never walked a day in sin, and you never had to lift you from a life so black that light couldn't enter in. Maybe he never came at night to dry your eyes so swollen by the tears. Because of pain and sorrow, no hope of tomorrow down through the years. But he did it for me, Jesus, you did it for me. And I can't help but praise him when I think of what I used to be. I was redeemed by his grace. I've been washed in his blood. He took my shame upon his back on that crimson flood. Now every time I hear the word, something in my heart is stirred. I can feel the praises rumbling in my soul. Maybe you never felt lost and alone, and you never felt a burning hell could someday be your home. Maybe you never needed someone to set you free, but I know someone that needed him, and that someone is me. He did it for me, Jesus, you did it for me. And I can't help but praise him when I think of what I used to be. I was redeemed by his grace. I've been washed in his blood. He put my shame upon his back on that crimson flood. Now every time I hear the word, something in my heart is stirred. I can feel the praises rumbling in my soul. I can feel the praises rumbling in my soul.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. For those who don't know, that song was written by Sister Brenda Lewis. She did that, for as far as I know, she did that on the spot. Like that same day when she sung it, like the words was just coming in her mind, and she sang that, and it was just become a blessing. So praise the Lord for that, Sister Trudy. Thank you for singing that. Amen. Brother Michael, come and sing this.
dear sainted loved one draws closer to home. But there's joy in their sorrow, for they know it won't be long until the day they'll be united as they gather round the throne. We have a hope, and his name is Jesus. Death has no keys. He gave his word, he would come back and gather his children. What a reunion, heaven's hope will lead us home. As they gather in secret, all hope had been lost. The great king that would lead them had been nailed to a cross. But after 3 days of sorrow, they heard Mary cry. She said, I've just seen the Master, and I know he's alive. We have a hope, and his name is Jesus. Death has no power, for he holds the key.
What a reunion, we'll see friends and loved ones as heaven's hope will lead us home.
Appreciate that. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that song. Say it all the songs, amen. God is good. What a reunion day we're looking forward to. Amen. That this is not our eternal home here, amen. But heaven and earth will join. Amen. And we'll be part of it. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Brother John, can you come help us take up our offering, please? And I just want to say that I've missed you. I've missed all of you. So it's good to have them back. Amen. So we appreciate you.
Sure. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for bringing us back, Lord. And we pray you just bless the rest of this service, Father. And we just want to commit it all into your hands, Lord. You just use our brother. Lord, may he just be a yielded vessel, Lord, to speak to every need that we have, Lord God. And we pray you bless the tithes and the offerings, Lord. May it be used for your honor and your glory. And, Lord, we just appreciate you. We just thank you, Father. We love you, Lord. We commit the rest of this service into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Certainly, it's when it's part of your body, you're missing part of your body, you know. It's not the same. So we certainly miss when certain ones are not around. Amen. Why don't we let's sing the song, That same spirit, amen. Let's just stand to our feet, and I guess Brother Wade, are you gonna have? Okay, so you can come at after we sing the second verse of this song. You can come, go ahead and come on up. Amen.
Oh, Jesus said it is expedient for me to go away, but I'll send you another.
I hope you don't get there. I hope we're out of here before then. But y'all don't understand to raise this old body up. In the morning, at about 7 o'clock, there'll have to be a resurrection for some of us to get up out of the bed. But we're going to have a resurrection to get the dead out of the ground. But we got to listen to the word of God. We got to know what the love of God is, like Brother David was talking this morning. It was a wonderful message this morning. I hope he pours it on double time this afternoon. So just pull on the gift as we welcome Brother David to come back with us and speak to us. And we sure appreciate him and his wife coming and being with us. Like I said, we've known each other for a long time. And we sure appreciate his ministry and appreciate the whole family. I watched them all grow up. So let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart. Okay. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
This morning or tonight, this afternoon, amen. You may be seated for a little bit, amen. This hook, this for the coat, that means he's a Pentecostal preacher, amen. Amen. That'd be all for the music, amen. You love him tonight, this evening, amen. You appreciate the Lord, amen. So, we just want to again greet every one of you in the name of the Lord. You know, Brother Homer sends his greetings to church back home. Amen. And so we just appreciate the Lord. Amen. And just appreciate his goodness, his mercy. Want to once again thank Brother Wade for having us. Amen. And the fellowship and last night, the prayer meeting, Bible study, your question and answers, and just the food this afternoon. Just amen. Just real good. And we just appreciate that. Amen. And just, you know, we just appreciate the Lord. And then, you know, maybe one of these days we can return to favor. Amen. I told Brother Wade this morning I had a chance. Somebody was going preaching up at a church in Michigan, and they called me back in January and said, hey, we're fixing to vote, Brother David, and you're on the list. Yeah. That's what I was looking like, you know, and said, there's another brother. Said he's on the list, so we're going to vote. And they told me what, you know, so we're going to vote the 12th. This is on a Thursday. And I told my wife was sitting in there in the room. And so I said, well, let me, and that was the following. This is on a Thursday, and that'd be a week from that Sunday that was coming up. And I said, well, can I call you Tuesday? Let me just give me some time to pray about it, and I'll call you Tuesday. I said, all right. So and I prayed, and I sought the Lord, and I prayed, and talked to my wife about it and just different things. And I had two or three other places to go. And I thought, man, I said, well, I called and told him, said, yeah, I'll go ahead and keep me on the list and everything. And I'm pretty sure I'd have got the church, but I just wasn't ready to, you know, just I'd have had to say, well, you listen here, thanks for voting me in and everything. I'll be back in a couple of weeks because I'm fixing to go. But I just thought, no, I just ain't ready yet. So, but anyway, the Lord knows what he's doing, amen, and I just appreciate that. Good folks, amen, that didn't get mad at us. We preached for them again back in August, and so, and then preached for them also back in March. So, but anyway, just wanted to go by the leadership of the Lord, amen. So we appreciate the Lord, appreciate y'all, amen. And so just want to read you something before we get started. And I thought this was pretty good. You might have heard it before. You know, you hate to, sometimes you read things and, you know, then before long it's on Facebook or whatever. Somebody said, man, I seen that. That was posted, you know. And you always, you know, I like being a grandpa or, you know, they call me Paw Carhart Nana. I like being that. But, you know, Facebook and all that's took joy out of it. You know, because they said, hey, have you seen this picture? Because everybody wants to show them that, you know, picture. You know, I'm a grand. Oh, I've done seen that.
Yeah,
on Facebook and all that stuff. So that takes all the joy, you know, of it. But I appreciate being a, you know, just it makes us. We you would have never thought we'd arrive, but here we are. You know, I can hear Brother Branham on tape talking about his kids, his grandkids, and now we're there. Amen. So let me read this to you. It's called Two Viewpoints. Said Mike went to church one Sunday morning. He heard the organist miss a note during the prelude, and it bothered him immensely. He observed two teenagers passing notes when everybody was supposed to be bowed in silent prayer. He thought the usher was watching to see what he put in the offering plate, and it irritated him. He winced as he caught the pastor in six grammar errors during the course of the sermon. In the closing hymn, as the closing hymn was being sung, he slipped out the side door and said, what a waste of time. What a weird assortment of hypocrites and jerks. Robert went to church one Sunday morning. The organist played an arrangement of Wesley's Love Divine, and he thrilled to the beauty and inspiration of it. He listened attentively as a young man shared with the congregation the difference Jesus Christ made in his life. He was happy to see his church take a special offering for people made homeless by a terrible flood and felt a sense of fulfillment to give over and above his tithe. He especially appreciated the morning message. It gave him the strength he needed to face a new week. His heart beat with joy as he saw a young man respond to the invitation following the sermon and commit his life to Christ. He felt the warmth and fellowship of God's people at worship. And as he walked out the doors of the church, his cup was overflowing, and he thought, how can a person worship here and not feel his holy and divine presence? Interesting thing is, both of these men went to the same church on the same Sunday morning, but each man found exactly what he was looking for. Your church has much to offer each week. Why not come and search for the right thing each week as you worship? I thought that was real good. Amen. Hey, we got to come and we got to expect to receive something from God. The prophet of God said, you get what you expect. Amen. So I come tonight expecting, or this afternoon expecting to see more of God. Amen. Expecting him to just do the impossible. Amen. Because all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. I appreciate that. Let's stand together again tonight. Amen. Amen. He has a lot to offer. Amen. It's just like this. Somebody said, well, my, is listening to tape. One man said, my, he called me a buzzard. He said, that's something. He called me an eagle. Amen. Depends on what you're looking for. Amen. You say, well, if you're looking for a Hollywood showmanship, you come to the wrong place. Jesus even told them about John the Baptist. What would you have to see? A reed shaken by the wind? Not John. Did you go see somebody that's dressed in king's clothing? That's not John. Did you go see somebody? Not John. Amen. But he said unto you, a prophet and a more than a prophet. Amen. I appreciate the Lord to see. And if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Genesis, the fifth chapter. Coming from two places of scripture this afternoon, Genesis 5 and then over in Genesis chapter 6. How many's got a need this afternoon? Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, once again, we approach you this afternoon, Lord. Father, now, Lord, we had one service, and it's history, Lord God. And Father, here we are again this afternoon and tired maybe from, you know, being here all day, Father. But, Lord, I pray, Lord, that may you just take all the tardiness and sleepiness away from us, Father. And may we zero in on what you have for us this afternoon, Father. And, Father, I pray, Lord God, that you saw the hands, Lord. You know what was behind each and every hand before it was raised, Father. Lord, we're needy people. I'm a needy person, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you just come and take, Lord, every need that's in here this afternoon, Lord God. And just, Lord, would you touch and heal, Lord, if that's the situation. whatever it may be. Maybe there's people financial trouble. Maybe there's people domestic trouble, whatever it may be, Father. But, Lord, I'm here to declare, Lord God, that you can fulfill every need, no matter what it is. There's, Lord, you told Abraham, you asked him the question, is there anything too hard for the Lord? There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. This afternoon, Father, you're still Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you meet every need this afternoon, Lord. And, Lord, as we would read your word, Father, I believe the word's already anointed, just in our lips to speak it and our hearts and ears to receive it, Father. For we have a promise, and you said when that word goes out, it would not return back void, for it to go out and accomplish what it is meant to accomplish. May it do that this afternoon. For we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ, and God's people said, amen. Amen. Genesis, the 5th chapter, 22nd verse, it says, and Enoch walked with God, and he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Then over there in the 6th chapter of Genesis, the 8th and 9th verses of the 6th chapter, said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word. You may be seated this afternoon. I like to take Lil for a thought, maybe try not to hold you too long. Walking with God. Walking with God. And Lord, as we start here, I was thinking along the lines, you know, here we are, and I was thinking here, and we read in Genesis, and it said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And Noah was a righteousness preacher, preached 120 years, and had the same message that it was going to rain. Because we know what the story entails about how that God got tired of what the men were doing, what the women were doing, just sin everywhere and all this, and their very thoughts were evil and everything, but Noah, the Bible says, found grace in his sight. Amen. That's what I want to do, and I hope, I trust that I do, and I hope each and every one of us do this afternoon, is find grace in the sight of the Lord. Amen. I might not find favor and grace in your sight, but if I can find favor and grace in the Lord's sight, that's what I want. And so we see here that Noah said, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. I think that's, you said, well, how can that be? I think that's what God was talking, his thoughts about Noah. Amen? Hey, our thoughts, hey, we make mistakes, we've done this, but our thoughts in his mind were perfect. I like that. Amen? Outside of him, we're nothing. But with him, we're everything. With him, we're perfect this afternoon. Hallelujah. And so I think about Noah, and I think about all this, and I think about the way the world was going. Brother, the Lord over there in the scripture, when Jesus was already, he said, as it was in the days of Noah, they were married, given in marriage, they planted, they built, and all that. And you never seen the likes of it today. The building going on. All this going on. It's a repeat of back then. And he said, as it was when in the days of Sodom, when the Son of Man shall be revealed. And I thought about Noah. You know, here he was and all that, and how that he started. Now, we're fixing to go somewhere to Branson here next weekend, and I've heard about Sight and Sound. Maybe you have it. They got one, I think, up in Pennsylvania, and they have different things. We're going to go see Esther and all that. But anyway, my son-in-law had a deal, had a video about Noah. And I looked at it, and I thought it was real good. And here it was, Noah, living in a day where they said, hey, listen, it was a scientific age, you know, and God had said, hey, I'm tired of the way the people are doing. I'm gonna send a flood. I'm going to destroy a man upon the face of the earth. But you, Noah, said, here's what I want you to do. Build me an ark. Yeah. He said, build me for the saving of your household. So build it so many inches wide, so many inches tall, so many, you know, wide, tall, and all that, long, and all that, and how that he started building. were in this film and depicted. Now, whether Noah had a brother, I don't know. But how this story had depicted that Noah had a brother, and he came around and he was talking to his brother, fleshly brother. Yeah. He said, Noah, what are you doing? And Noah began to testify to his brother. Tell him what he was doing. Said, now, you know, we were raised right. We were taught right. And we were taught the things of God. And said, now, look how everybody has gotten away from the things that we've been taught. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that about the way it is today? Right. Amen. Amen. And he began to share with his brother. And his brother said, well, what about this? He said, well, God spoke to me. Okay. Yeah. Told me to build this boat for the saving of my family. Yeah. He said, you really believe that, Noah? Now, Noah couldn't explain it, but he said, I believe it with all my heart. Amen. Amen. And I believe it with all my heart. And so mine, I went on, and during that film, his brother goes to the mayor of the city and said, hey, listen, what's your brother doing down there? He said, well, he claims that God spoke to him, that God's going to send a flood. He's tired of the way everybody's been acting. God is tired of the way everybody's been doing, and he's going to destroy man from upon the face of the earth. He said, you go down there and tell your brother, if he don't join us, he can't buy nothing else to build, help him build that boat with. Tell him he's a fanatic. Tell him, say, hey, I talked to these, and we got scientific research. We can shoot up there in the stars. We got instruments, and surely there's no water up there. What's he talking about? And so maybe he went back, hey, just the way it is today. Amen. People don't want to. Hey, people think we're kind of crazy, man followers and all this. Amen. But hey, if God's revealed it to us, let us walk in the way that God has revealed to us. Amen. And he went back and he told Noah. And Noah said, hey, listen, I don't care. All I know is God said it's going to rain. Amen. And that's what I'm standing on, is that God said it was going to rain. And he kept preaching. And amen. And even to the time that Noah entered the ark, he was still preaching. You know the story, how they came and they thought he was crazy. They thought, no, we can do this. We can do this. Surely ain't going to rain. And they kept on. But till one day, it was too late. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, one of these days, it's going to be too late for me and you. So what we need to do, we need to walk with God regardless of what anybody else says. Because one of these days it's going to be too late. Hallelujah. And so, let me just look now. What I want to do for the next few minutes now is look at Enoch's walk with God. And look and see and compare our walk. Because the prophet of God said Enoch was a type of the raptured church. Now let us look at Enoch's walk and see how he walked. And I hope our walk is like his walk. Amen. Amen. So the Bible says, I believe what is meant by Enoch's walk. I think his walk was pleasing to God. If you look in Hebrews 11th chapter, the 5th and 6th verse, it says, by faith Enoch was translated. That he should not see death. And was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. I wonder if we've got that testimony tonight. Amen. That our walk and our life pleases God. That's what I want. Now, I may not please Brother Wade. I may not please Brother Homer. But I want to please God. Not saying that I would do anything to offend these brothers. I love these brothers. But my walk has got to please God. If it don't please anybody else, it's got to please God. So Enoch, I think he didn't care. He just wanted to please God. Verse 6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. Now we find out that the prophet teaches us that faith is a revelation. A revelation of what God wants us to do in the hour that we're living in. Not only that, but a revelation of how he wants us to live in the hour that we're living in. Not only that, but a revelation of how our walk should please God. Say, by faith. Amen. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. When we first come to God, we must believe that God is. God is what? God is a healer. God is a deliverer. God is this. Amen. God is our way maker. He's our provider. That's what he is. Said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That he can do the impossible. That he can take my life. He can take your life and change it totally around. I've seen it do it before. I've seen it. I remember. Hey, can I just share? Can I just be myself this afternoon? Amen. I don't know if it's been told here or not, but somebody had told another brother, and he called me up on the phone and said, hey, I seen your girlfriend. Now, let me explain that to you. Amen. There's a friend of mine by the name of Mike Wheeler, and I met him one day when I was living out in Amarillo, Texas. And so we was going to church. Or I was, and trying to live right, being a teenager, you know how sometimes it's kind of, hey, we didn't have it as hard as some of these teenagers have it today. Hey, you know, I mean, hey, come on now, you know. But, hey, I feel for you, you know. And we got all the, y'all got all these kind of video games and stuff. Hey, and sometimes you don't see nobody, you don't see them, you know, and all they're on is on this all the time. They got real good thumbs and stuff, you know, and all that, you know. I think sometimes it's nonsense, amen. Amen. And I understand, hey, maybe there may not be nothing wrong, and I'm just, hey, wrong with them things. But, hey, somewhere along the line, we got to put God first. Amen. So, anyway, I begin to talk to him. How I met him, he was walking down the street, and I love football. That was my life. I mean, I could tell you all the things and everything, and so I had a football in my hand, and I see him walking, and I didn't know him from Adam, and I threw that football at him and said, here, catch, and he dropped it. I said, you dummy, you can't catch that ball. What's the matter with you? And we got acquainted, and we got to talking, and I got to witnessing to him. I was just 15, 16 years old. He about the same age. And I just started talking to him, witnessing to him. You know, and I tell him, I said, what would Jesus do? He said, I don't know. I didn't live in Jesus' day. And so one day he came to church. Brother Wade, he had hair down to here. And the elderly sister, bless her heart, she's in glory now, thought it was my girlfriend. And said, David brought his girlfriend to church today. I told Brother Homer that. I ain't going to tell you what he said, but anyway. So anyway, he come and he go and he come and I still witness to him. And there was something about it. Brother Wade, I couldn't, amen, brother, I couldn't give up. Amen, I just couldn't, brother Bob, I just couldn't give up. I just talked to him and witnessed to him. 5 years later, I mean, we was friends. I didn't do what he did. Sometimes he said, hey, why don't you come? I said, we're going to church today. He said, Sunday? He said, yeah. What about Sunday afternoon? I said, well, we go back to church Sunday afternoon. I go, man, you know, he couldn't believe that. But I talked to him. And so one day we was riding down the road. He said, David, I was driving the car. He said, David, I got to get my life right with God. I said, well, when are you going to do it? He hit on the door and he said, I promise you tomorrow. This was on a Saturday night. He said, I promise you tomorrow I'll be in church somewhere. I may not be in your church, but I'll be in church somewhere. He came to church. God got a hold of him. Amen. Amen. He plays a guitar in the church. Every now and then he leads singing it to this day. Amen. Amen. God can do the impossible. Amen. Amen. Oh, we must believe that he is. Yes. Yes. Amen. That he can do the impossible. Right. And that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Now, I looked up that word diligently. And it means an energetic application. Yeah, so that means that I'm going to put everything I got into serving God. I'm going to put everything. Hey, if I was younger and I did this on a Friday night or a Saturday night, go to a ball game or whatever, I'd put everything I got into that ball game. If I was a ball game fiend or whatever, or a dance fiend or whatever. Amen. Well, what about coming to the house of God and putting everything you got into serving God, into worshiping God? Amen. You don't have to wait for Brother Wade. You don't have to wait for the song later, but there should be something in your heart saying, God, I love you. God, I appreciate you. He's
He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. So I think that was what was meant by Enoch's walk. It was pleasing. No special deed. There was no special gift. But by faith, the Bible says. Amen. Another thing about Enoch's walk. Amen. He realized in the divine presence of Almighty God. Now you can't walk, or let me say it like this. Some of us, I used to work on a public job, Brother Wade did, and just some of you. And you know, sometimes when you work in a public job, especially if they don't go to the same church you do, they're just, you know, and they may claim to be Christians. And they may be all, but sometimes you work every day with that person. And sometimes you're around that person more than you are with your own family working. And so you get to know a little bit about them. You know what turns them on and what turns them off. You know what buttons to push and what buttons not to push. So, hey, you know, just because you can't, I don't believe you can work with somebody or walk with somebody every day and not know a little bit about them. Well, what about our walk with Christ? Hey, man, Enoch, the Bible says Enoch walked with God. And I believe he realized in the divine presence, amen, every day, there wasn't a day go by that he didn't walk with God. And he didn't have fellowship and communion with God. Oh, imagine he might have called him Papa God. Hallelujah. And Enoch knew about God, and God knew about Enoch. I think about that woman over in Memphis when Brother Branham said, Annie, won't you pray? And when she knelt down and began to pray, she talked with him before. Amen. I hope that was with us tonight, that our walk can be that way with God tonight. Amen. That he knows so much about us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, sometimes working with somebody, you share the same interest. I hope walking with God tonight, and not only tonight, but every day, we share the same interest. Hallelujah. We're traveling in the same direction. Amen. Not opposite directions, but we're going in the same directions. And we're traveling at the same pace. Amen. They used to tell me, the older folks used to tell me when they came to the church, because some of them walked to church back in the old days, back in the days of the tent revivals and stuff, and said the only way they had to get home, because they stayed at church all day, and the only way they had to get back home, the sun was done down, they had to go by lantern light. And they said if you got ahead of the light, you messed up. If you got to lagging behind the light, you messed up. We got to keep the same pace. We got to walk in the light as he is the light. As he sheds light, as we walk in the light. Because if we get ahead of the light, we'll mess up. If we get up behind the light, we'll mess up. So you got to be walking the same direction, the same pace. No distractions. You see people driving all the time on their cell phones and stuff. Distractions. Hey, man, you see people in this life that's trying to walk with, but they got distractions. Oh, God, let us get rid of these distractions. Amen. And just walk with him. Whatever may be distracting us from a fully walk with God. Amen. And another thing about his walk, it was heartfelt. Amen. I believe my walk should be heartfelt. In other words, amen, I believe when I come to the house of God, oh, and I say amen, or I say praise the Lord, or I lift my hands and say hallelujah, or whatever it is, I don't want to just be going, you know how it is. They said, David, are you working? Are you just going through the motions? Are you doing this? Are you just going through the motions? Are you doing this? Are you just sweeping everything under the rug? I don't want to go through the motions tonight. I don't want to just sweep everything under the rug, but I want it to be heartfelt. When I say amen, I want it to be heartfelt. When I raise my hands, I want something on the inside, from the inside, to really mean it. I want it to come from way down the inside. Rivers of living water springing up to everlasting life. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. Another thing, I want to be his friend. He called Abraham his friend. If Abraham, if we were the royal seed of Abraham, I believe he'll be our friend. Amen. Another thing about Enoch's walk, it was one of great communication. Amen. I believe he had great communication. Oh, that's what I want. You take two people married, man and woman. There's got to be some communication. You as a husband, you ever invited somebody over to your house, you didn't tell your wife? Or you as a wife, you invited somebody and you didn't tell your husband? You got to have some kind of communication around. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Sometimes you get in trouble. Hey, I went to work and they want us, you know, sometimes how you misunderstood. Like we had to go, where I was working at, we had two women supervisors. One on the north end of the plant, one on the south end of the plant. And them two couldn't get along. So what they did, they made us go to interaction management classes. One Wednesday for a whole month. Out of that whole month, we had to go every Wednesday for a whole month. And the other group had to go the next month, every Wednesday for a whole month. One thing it did, it got us out of work for a day. We got paid for it. But they talked about communication. They told us to write a W on a piece of paper. Well, what would you write? She said, I didn't say a W. I said a W. He said, sometimes it's miscommunication and you don't understand. Amen. It's miscommunication. And they had about leadership. They got a jump rope and and blindfolded everybody except the leader. And you had to put your hands on that jump rope, about four or five of us, and the leader was blindfolded, the rest of us was. And they made the leader would say, now we're going up a set of steps. And you had to be confident in your leader. Oh, God, help us to be confident in you as we're walking with you. Amen. And have great communication. Amen. I want great God, whatever you want me to do, help me to communicate with you. And the only way I can communicate with you is through prayer. Amen. And dedication of my life. Help me to have great communication. I believe Enoch had that great communication. He could tell him his sorrows in prayer. Amen. He could tell him and show him his joy in praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. He could show his joy in praise. He could, like I said, he could tell him his sorrows in prayer. He could tell him confess his sin. We have an advocate. Anybody sin, it says. Any man sin, we have an advocate with Jesus Christ the righteousness. Amen. And you know what about him? If you confess to him, he won't put it on Facebook. Hallelujah. Amen. It'll be just between you and Almighty God. God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's what, he had joy in praise, sorrow in prayer. He talked about confessed his sins. He had a continuous walk. It wasn't just a day or two or just on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, but I believe it was every day. Amen. Another thing about Enoch's walk, it was a life that was progressive. In other words, I believe he enjoyed more. And the more he enjoyed, the more he understood. And the more he understood, the more he loved. Amen. And the more he loved, the more he could receive. And the more he could receive, the more he could give out. Amen. That's what I want to do. I want my life to be that progressive. I want my walk to be that progressive. That I can enjoy more. I can understand more. I can love more. I can receive more. And I can give out more. Hallelujah. Amen. It was one that was progressive. Another thing about Enoch's walk, I believe it was a holy life. I believe it was one of holiness. Amen. Because I believe God will never walk outside the way of holiness. Amen. The Bible says the Lord has no company with the unjust and the rebellious. Amen. But it was a holy life. Amen. I believe his life was pleasing. It was one of great communication. Amen. He realized in the divine presence. Amen. And also it was a whole. Oh, he wanted to make sure everything was holy. Holy unto the Lord. Holy. Holy unto the Lord. You remember when the priests, when they went behind the veil, they were dressed right. Amen. They had the right kind of garment on. The right kind of shoes on. The right kind of hat on. Everything was right. A belt and a pomegranate. A belt and a pomegranate. And And it, when they walked, it rang out, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Holy, holy unto the Lord. Amen. And they say, legend and history says that they tied a rope around the priest's ankle because the priest was the only one that could go back there. And if he died, that's how they did, drag him out. Now, you know how they told that he was dead? His bell stopped ringing. Oh, God, help us. God, let us not let not our bell, don't let our bell stop ringing. But may we keep ringing holy, holy unto the Lord. Amen. We're not a dead church, not a dead religion. Amen. But it's alive forevermore. And we're walking holy, holy unto the Lord. Amen. Another thing about Enoch's life, it was a happy one. Like I said this morning, hey, he had one that was joy, one that was filled with happiness, with God who can be dreary. Who can be dreary? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, the Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm right there with them. Oh, what a happy life. Amen. To walk with the Almighty God. Just think of the privilege that me and you got. Amen. If the president would call you on the phone and say, hey, I'm going to come to your house, and I want you to spend the day with me and just show me around your little town. Oh, that would be a privilege, wouldn't it? Well, what about us? We got a privilege this afternoon to walk with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You remember that little girl Brother Brown talked about? Yearn Baxter, his first manager, or one of his managers, said that they had a parade. And in the school, they handed out a little flag to every student. They're going to have the parade, and the king was going to come by. And they told every student, when you see the king and everything, to wave your flag. Yeah, right. Well, after the parade and everything was over, so they was missing one little girl. The teacher got kind of frantic, and she went out, and they was looking, and there she was, standing by a pole, just weeping her heart out, just crying. And the teacher said, "Hun, what's the matter?" Said, "Are you hurt somewhere? Somebody say something to you?" Said, "No, ma'am, teacher." Said, "Well, what's wrong?" Said, "Did you see the king?" "Oh, yes, ma'am, I saw the king." Well, I said, "Did you wave your flag?" "Oh, yes, ma'am, I waved my flag." "Then what's the matter?" Said, "Well, see, I'm just a little bitty thing, and I waved my flag. And I saw the king, but I don't know if he saw me. But I tell you tonight, he sees you. Amen. I don't care who you are tonight, how small and insufficient you think you may be. He sees you this night. He sees you the afternoon. And he knows if you're waving your flag. He knows if you love him. Hallelujah. He knows if you're walking with him. Hallelujah. He sees you. He knows all about you. Oh, what a happy life. Amen. And not only that, but we got a safe one. Amen. What a protection we got walking with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He'll not let any evil come upon us. The Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He's our protector. He said, Brother David, ain't you afraid to go everywhere you go? We got COVID going around again. We got all that. If I go in Jesus' name. Now, I know I ain't exempt from none of them things. You ain't either. Amen. But I think God can protect me. Amen. I think God can help me. Amen. I'll tell you a little story. Can I tell you a little testimony? Now, you know, God's my protector. Now, I got a license to pack. And I don't know if I'd ever use it or not on somebody. But here, what was it, baby? About 4 or 5 years ago, we was at a Chick-fil-A, middle of the day on a Saturday. And our car was facing a Highway 21 there in Oxford, Alabama. Where we sitting there, we went in, and me and my wife, we like that daycare I was telling you about, we cleaned it. I cleaned it part-time, and sometimes we could clean it on Friday or on Saturday, just low it was done before Sunday. So we was fixing to go clean it. We stopped there at Chick-fil-A for breakfast. There was two teenage boys sitting in front of us. Nothing wrong with that. Free world. They can eat where they want to, sit where they want to. Hey, I love kids. Yeah. Right. Amen. Right. And so, hey, We ought to pray for our teenagers. Pray for our young people. They need that. Hey, sometimes they need somebody to just be a friend to them. Amen. Help me, Lord. I'm learning more and more. Amen. Hey, as Brother Wade, as he's in here now in this position, amen. And hey, he'll, hey, you know what? I got two kids, and every one of them, they're both, when they was growing up, they're both different. They're still different. One you could really talk to. One you had to be hard on. But in the, even in the Bible, the scripture says about these different kind of seeds in Jeremiah. Right. He said, one's done this way, one's done this way. This one ain't done like that way. Right. This one has to be done this way. Right. See, you said, well, Brother Wade, Brother Sam, you ought to do this, you ought to do this to this person. Hey, you don't know. Remember Jesus in the Bible? Yeah. He said, hey, how'd the tares start growing up? He said, the evil one, remember? He said, shall we go and pluck the tares up? He said, no, unless you pluck up the wheat also. Right. There's a time when to do things and a time when not to do things. Well, we would sit there, and we was eating. My wife noticed that one, he had his hat turned backwards, some vulgarity on his, on the back of his hat. So anyway, we get up, we go get our teas refilled, we're walking out the door. Well, they walk out the door ahead of us and stand right there in front of us. And another guy drives up in a white car and gets out, and they go, what in the blankety blank are you doing here? I guess I knew him. And my wife noticed that he gets behind us, and he's walking to our car. He's following me. So my wife said, I ain't going to say nothing because I don't know what he's going to do. I ain't going to say nothing to David. We're just going to go get in the car. We get in the car. She presses the door locks. They don't catch. He gets in my back seat on the driver's side. I look in the rearview mirror, and there he is staring at me. He don't say nothing. He's just staring. Now, my wife never seen this side of me. I get out of the driver's seat, get out of the car, open the back door, and say, get out. What do you think you're doing? He still don't say nothing. He just looking. He gets out. He goes over there and just staring. He goes over there to his buddies. They're kind of, I said, if y'all think this funny, this ain't funny. Now, I don't know what he was trying to do. I don't know if he's trying to pull a prank. I don't know if he's joking. There have been some things going on where, you know, they get somebody to get in their car and they tell you to drive to ATM. I don't know what he was going to do. All I know, but God's my protector. Amen. I thank God for his protection. Amen. I don't know what I'd have done if I had, but I thank God for his protection. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a protector. Amen. It's a safe one. Amen. He'll keep us from all evil. He'll keep us from diseases. He'll keep us from these things. Amen. Another thing about Enoch's walk, it was one of honor. Just to walk with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What an honor. What a privilege it is that he chose me. Hey, like I quoted that song this morning. Never in my wildest dreams, whatever I think I see, for the age I was, he could have easily passed me by. For the age I was living in was poor, wretched, blind. Amen. But here we are. Thank God. Hey, I thought it's going to all be over, but here we are, still fighting the greatest battle ever fought. But we're going to keep pressing because there's going to be a bride. He promised it. There's going to be somebody that's going to get out of here in a rapture. Amen. I may have to go by the way of the grave. Brother Wade may have to go by the way of the grave. Some of you, but there's going to be a people that's alive and remain and going to take a body change. That's thus said the Lord by the prophet of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. Amen. He called my name. It wasn't like David Gadman, but something on the inside tore themselves loose. No wonder John was fixing to cry. And they said, don't weep, John. We found one worthy. Amen. Amen. The line of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Amen. He's worthy. John turned, thought he was going to see a lion, but he seen a bloody lamb. Hallelujah. My, it's just great to walk with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. He could have chose somebody else. Oh, but I'm glad he chose me. Amen. Now let me be a faithful. Amen. Servant. Let me walk with you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I may make mistakes, but let my mistakes be stepping stones to others. Amen. Let me be an influence to others, Lord. Amen. Oh, it's an honor. Another thing about his walk, it was one that was noteworthy. All it said was Enoch walked with God. What else needs to be said? Wouldn't you like that, Brother Wade, to be put on your tombstone when he came back, or whatever? and Brother Wade Dell. The day you were born, the day you died. And it says, and he walked with God. What an opportunity. Man, what a thing to be. Oh, that's all it was said. And Enoch walked with God. Who needs much details? Just that he walked with God. Oh, God, I don't need much details tonight. Just that I walked with God. Just that I took God at his word. Just that I served God with all my heart. He might have been a public man. I don't know if he worked out anywhere or not. But you know what? He had a testimony. And others. Oh, I want my life to be an influence. Wherever I go, whatever I do. Hey, man, I remember one time there's a lady who came to our church years ago. And she come and she's gone home now. I didn't know she was gone on. I lost contact with her. You know how it is. Sometimes you like to pull up thing. I seen her obituary when she died. And I said, oh, my. You know, and I talked to her and she come to church. I invited her. She come to church. Her and a friend of mine, I helped him clean some buildings part-time. He come and they were boyfriend and girlfriend. They lived together. And she said, David, I think it's all right, you know, and all that. So I said, well, I said, okay, let me ask you a question. So you think it's all right, but let me say, what do other people think? And she said, oh, you know, and she come to church. You can ask my wife. She live out there, and maybe I wouldn't preach. Maybe our pastor would preach or whatever, and she live out there, and tears would be rolling down her eyes. Amen. I don't know where she stood with the Lord, but I hope that my life was an influence. Amen. Oh, he would make his life, I believe Enoch's life was an influence to those around him. Amen. Amen. Maybe to his children or whatever it was. Amen. Also, I believe he was a family man. The Bible says he begat sons and daughters. And maybe, you know how, I do it like this. A lot of people told me, Brother Homer's told me, a lot of people, even myself, when first come up, I remember when we first came in the message, 1969. I still got them records that my dad had. The Great Harlot and all that stuff. Little Red Records and everything. And that, you know, the reel to reels and stuff like that. Hey, and many times, my mom and dad, Brother Homer, even myself, when I became married and got a family, sometimes you had to wait till it was plumb quiet. The house. Everything was settled down, and then you could listen and absorb. And so maybe he was a family man. Maybe he had to wait till every night till everything was settled down. And he could say, Lord, what would you have me to know today? Yeah. Papa God, what would you want your servant Enoch to know? Oh, my, just, oh, he still was a family man. He still walked with God. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The Bible says he lived in the evil age. It's a day of mockers and despisers where few love God. Church and state were proposing alliance. Fashion and pleasure ruled the hour. And unhallowed compromise was the order of the day. Amen. But you know what? He still walked with God. Now, I don't know where I put this paper. It may be at home. But I had a paper where this one writer writes about the conditions between Enoch and the flood. And I'm just going to kind of paraphrase it. But he said, there's sin everywhere. Conformity to the world. The Sethites and the Canaanites. And said it was mixed marriages. And things were just, hey man, world everywhere. Hey man, and longevity. They're thinking they had long life, could live long. And they put the judgment of God out of the picture. They didn't think, they thought, man, judgment, who cares about judgment? We're going to eat, drink, and be merry. And that's how it was. And he took his thoughts from Psalms 14:1, where it says, the fool has said in his heart, there's no God. Amen. Hey, he don't just say it like that. They come out and say, but the way they live and the way they act and their attitude proves that they're saying that there's no God. Or they think there's no God. And the dress, the way they dress was evil. The way they walk was evil. Their ways were evil. Their thoughts were evil. Their imaginations were evil. Their designs were evil. But you know what? All that was evil. But in all that, Noah and Enoch, both without the Holy Ghost like me and you have it, the Bible says they walk with God. Hallelujah. So if they could, in the conditions that they had, what about me and you with the Holy Ghost, with God on the inside of us? Amen. Oh, we ought to be like David said, I feel like running through a troop and jumping over a high wall. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a walk. Amen. What a walk. Amen. And the Bible says over there, he bore witness. In other words, he could not be silent. Hey, sometimes we can't be silent. If you got to say something, sometimes, hey, say it in love now. Sometimes if you can't say it with words, just let your life live it. Amen. But Enoch bore witness. He couldn't keep still. Amen. We used to sing a song back in Pentecost. It says, hey, I just can't keep it to myself. I got to tell somebody else. And when the fire gets to burning way down inside, amen, I just can't help it. I got to tell somebody else. Amen. I just got to tell somebody else, Brother Wade, if I can't tell them anything but how the candle got lit. Amen. And the Bible says over there in Jude, the 14th and 15th chapter, says, 14th and 15th verse, excuse me, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Right. Whew, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Brother Branham says it like this on Show Us the Father, 1954. He said, I can see him when he died. His soul went down into the regions of the lost. I can see him knock at the door of the lost. Somebody says, who is it? Open the doors and there the mingling souls, they're in prison waiting for the day of judgment. He said, you are to believe Enoch. You are to have believed the prophets. I'm the virgin born son of God. That Enoch said he'd come with 10,000s of his saints. I'm he. I'm the one. And everything was written of me in my Father's word. I have confirmed it yonder on the cross. It's finished. Close the doors. That's all of it. They had to recognize. Amen. Can you imagine? There he was. Get down there. Knocks on the gates, the doors of hell. Oh, Satan comes up there and says, you're here. You finally arrived. I thought I got you when I got Noah. I thought I had you when I had Moses. And Jesus said, hey, I'm him. I'm him. Grabbed the keys from his side, kicked them back in there, slammed the doors, and he went to unlock some more doors. The Bible says he left captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. He started unlocking some door. Here come Abraham. Amen. He said, my God, Sarah, that's him. That's the one I seen coming down the dusty road that day. I call him Elohim. That's the one I told my servant to go kill, get a young tender calf, kill it. Amen. And we ate, sat under the old oak tree, drank, ate cornbread, drank milk, and had some beef. Amen. That's him, Sarah. That's the one that said, hey, I'd have a son. That's him. I imagine Job looked through. He said, my God, that's him. That's the one I caught the vision. Amen. Though the skin worms destroy my body, yet my flesh I'll see him, and that's him. Amen. David said, that's him. That's him. That's the one I prophesied. That I said, I'll not leave his soul in hell, neither will I suffer my Holy One to see corruption. I like these banjos around here. I bet old David got a little heavily on that harp. Amen. When he seen him, said, that's him. That's the one. Amen. Hallelujah. That's him. They had to recognize. Amen. Oh, I'm glad. That's what I want my walk to be like. Amen. Another thing about his walk, I think he finished his work early. How many's ever went to work and you finished your work early? Got out. They said, go ahead and go on home. You'll still get paid for your 8 hours, but you done a good job just going home. Oh, I believe he had his, he done his work, had a testimony, and he traveled faster and reached his home sooner than anybody else. And he was a young man in that day compared to the one, hey, 365 years. Let me know that there's young people that can live this. If you'll just surrender your life to Christ. If he did it back then, and we talked about the conditions, and young man, what about you young people today? Amen. Just give God your life. Just surrender to God and walk with him. And the Lord will see you through. He'll see you through. Amen. Hey, he's seen us through. He'll see you through. There's said, Brother Collie, different ones that are old. Amen. Some of them, hey, they've already lived past their allotted time, but they're here and they can testify that God's been with them, that God's kept them, that as they walk with God. Amen. Oh, there's probably been some heartaches. There's probably been some mistakes. There's probably been some failures, but God has kept them, seen them through every heartache, every trial, every battle. And you young people today, he can see you through. Hallelujah. He can see you through. Amen. Hallelujah. See, he had to be translated. Flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of God. Whew. The Bible said that God took him. Amen. Said he was not, for God took him. Now, America has astronauts. Russia has cosmonauts, but God has was-nots. Amen. One of these days, this bride's going to be a was-not. Amen. And she was not, for God took her. Some morning between 6 and 9, you can look for me, but I'll be gone. Amen. Oh, just over there. One of these days, I'm going to grab that woman back there by the hand. Amen. Her gray hair be gone. But I'll have a full head of hair. I said, come on. Let's take a body change together. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's take one together. Amen. No, all of our heartaches, all of our trials, everything will be all over the end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Now, so God took him. Amen. I don't know if anybody saw him when he left. Like, they saw an Elijah. They seen Jesus. I don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe they don't. But I all know the scripture says God took him. Maybe he was missed. Can you imagine? Somebody said one day, I was out in Arkansas years ago. Somebody was cutting wood. And Brother Homer tells me that if you used to live in Arkansas, their license plate used to say land of opportunity. They don't know more. He said, when you get an opportunity, you need to leave. But they said, back then, they invented jobs. They didn't have no job. They just invented one. And so I can imagine, amen. Oh, I can imagine this guy was saying, hey, I don't know why I'm cutting this wood up for. Maybe I'm going to just leave it for somebody when I leave here. Yeah. Amen. Come on over. Just take my place. Take my car. Everything. Maybe he was missed. He was not found. I don't know if they went out and looked. Hey, Elijah, they sought for him. They sent 50 men of the sons of the prophets. Went out and searched him, but they couldn't find him. Oh, one of these days, we're going to be gone. Amen. I'm going to be gone. Amen. There ain't no grave going to hold this body down. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm ready to get out of here. Maybe Enoch's departure, maybe it was a testimony. A lot of people maybe doubted a change of body, a rapture. Oh, but there's a change of body coming. Amen. There's a reward for the righteous. Amen. Amen. Now, can I read you some few quotes then? Amen. Let me just read you these and we'll try to hurry. Amen. Listen, he said I could take a little time anyway. But anyway, he swore by himself, 1954. And you're here to fulfill it too. He said, just walk unconscious of fear. Walk unconscious of criticism. Walk unconscious of the world. Walk as you walk in Christ. Walk with him, not paying any attention to right or left hand. Just keep moving on, not like this. Amen. If something comes up in the church, walk with God. Amen. Hallelujah, he says. If sickness strikes you, walk with God. Amen. Amen. If the neighbor don't like you, walk with God. Amen. And keep on walking with God. Enoch one day walked like that. Yes, sir. And let me just stop here. He said, Enoch one day walked like that. I can see old Enoch. It kind of reminds me of these two sisters one time. And they were talking. They was just fellowshipping back and forth. Talking. Said, man, did you hear that message the other night? Oh, Brother Wade, he sure did shell the corn. Mind, they was just talking about the services, talking about the goodness of the Lord. And one sister said, hey, listen, look what time it is. Said, I got to get me going home. She said, oh, we're having so much fellowship. Don't go home. He said, oh, I got to go home. Said, well, she said, why don't you come walk halfway home with me? Something wrong? Oh, the sweat. Amen. Hallelujah, that devil. So they said, she said, come walk halfway home with me. So she started walking. They started fellowshipping back and forth. All of a sudden, she said, "Look at here what I went and done." Said, "I done walked all the way home with you." She said, "Well, that's all right. Just come on in. It's supper time." Amen. I imagine that's what happened to Enoch one day. He just started talking with God, walking with God, having some fellowship with God. All of a sudden, he said, "Look at here what I went and done, Lord. I done went and walked all the way home with you." He said, "That's all right. Come on in. It's supper time." Amen. Supper time. Hallelujah. He said that's what Enoch did one time. He said hallelujah. He said walk with God. Just keep on walking with God. You know what he done? He walked all the way home with God. Got so far up the road, he didn't want to come back anymore. Says amen. Walk with God. Doctor says you're going to die. Walk with God. Yeah. Doctor said you can't well walk with God. Just walk with God. That's all. For God has promised, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you to the end of the world." And he took an oath by that covenant that he give you, that he confirm it. Just walk with God then. He says, don't pattern yourself after somebody of the world. You pattern yourself after him. See, watch him. Watch his life. Don't act like so-and-so does, Sister Susie or Brother Jackson or whoever it may be. Don't act like them. You just walk with him. Fill my way every day with love as I walk with that heavenly dove. Just stay right there. Watch how it sweetens you and cuts all the world away. Oh, my, you don't care what the people says. You're walking with God. Again, 1961 or greater than Solomon is here. But you know when something is moving in your heart to find God, you don't know no fear. Hey, man, you said, "Hey, listen, can I walk, Brother Branham? Can I, you really," he said, "you really walk? You really hunger to walk?" He said, "God's putting in your heart." You say, "I might make a mistake." What mistake? God will take you through it. Don't you never worry that if God is telling you in your heart, say, "Brother Adam, I would like to be, I'd like to preach the whole gospel, but I'm afraid to. They'll excommunicate me.
They take my papers away from me."
He said, "Throw it back at them and start walking with God." Hallelujah. He said, "Throw it back at them and start walking with God." That's what I want to do.
Amen.
Can I go on just a little bit further?
Amen.
Hey, man, just give me about, how many give me 5 more minutes? 5, 10, 15. Oh, Pentecostal trick. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 1961, only believe. He said, "Wouldn't that be nice if we had a testimony like that, brethren? I do only that which pleases God." He said, "Wouldn't that be wonderful? Like Enoch walked with God." He said, 500 years and had a testimony that he pleased God. He didn't have to die. He just went up. Just then, a little afternoon stroll. He just started walking out and just thought, "Well, I've been in here on earth long enough. I'll just walk on up." And just started by faith. He thought, "Well, I've been here long enough, so I'm kind of tired of being around here. I think I'll just stroll on up till I hit the Milky White Way and just walk on up and knock on the door. Hey, man, I remember that song. I'm going to pass Jupiter, Neptune, and Mars. Hey, man, and run up the Milky White Way. Hallelujah. Hey, man, I feel like running. Hey, man, what was that? Brother used to sing that song, I feel like running all the way home. Hey, man, sometimes I feel like running. I think I could run back to Alabama and back. Hey, man.
Amen.
No wonder Brother Bram, when he seen that black man get up there and preach with a little rhythm, right? He said, "Man, if it got on somebody like that, what would it do if it get on me, a young man?"
Amen.
He said, "My goodness." He said he got up there, said he didn't preach what the other preacher was preaching. He took him over and brought him over from the horizontal rainbow. Hey, man, where were you, Job, when they laid the foundation of the world, when the sons of God shouted for joy? Amen, all this. And all of a sudden, he said it hit him. He jumped up, clicked his heels together, went tiptoeing off that platform. Said, "You don't even have enough room up here for me, priest." Said, "Man, he had more room than what I have back up there."
Amen.
Amen. There's just something about it. Just walking with God. There's just something about it that stirs you.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. It's better than a ball game. Hey, it's better than all them things. I ain't knocking if you go. Hey, that's up to you. But it's better than that. Hey, man, you said, "Well, somebody kicked a touchdown." One of these days, somebody's going to make a touchdown in a rapture. Hey, man, somebody's going to make a touchdown with a body change. Hallelujah. Oh, let me be a part of it. Amen. They used to say, you remember when Brother Brent was here, They say, well, Brother Branham, and they disfellowship one another. Because one group said he's coming back on a white cloud. The other group said he's coming back on a white horse. Yeah. He said, what difference does it make as long as he's coming? Hey, oh, God. Yeah. Oh, we ought to love one another. Yeah. I mean, I understand. Hey, there's some out there that's kind of ridiculous and everything. And you got to watch it. You got what the Bible says, what? Try the spirits. Yeah. How do you try them? By the word of God. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. But, hey, well, we should love one another and pray for one another. It's going to blow your mind. I pray for Brother Billy Paul. I pray for Brother Joseph. Amen. And I hope if they know me, they pray for me. Amen. Hey, I think Brother Bram said, hey, if you don't pray for me, pray for my family. I think he would want you. A prophet of God, he would want you to pray for him. His greatest desire. You know, in the adoption series, I think it's in the adoption series, but wait, you may correct me on this, but in the adoption series, one time I think he said, it was his heart's desire. He said, I come walking in a church one day, mama in my arm. He said, Becky on the piano, Sarah on the organ. He said, and Joseph in the pulpit. As a man's desire, that's what his desire was. Hey, what great desire. That's our desire. We want to see our kids saved. We want to see our love. That's our desire as a human being. Hey, why not pray for one another? Amen. Hey, we are to. That's the only way we're going to make it. Amen. Oh, he said, when I feel death, listen, he just went on through the air. He did that by faith. The Bible said he did. Oh, when I feel death, come knocking around my door. I want to have that kind of faith, don't you? Just say, well, so long, old world. I ain't going to walk away. I'm going to walk away from you now and just start walking on. Just walk right on up and just past the moon and the stars, strike the Milky White Way and go into the spheres and fears and out of the fears, just go on into glory. He said, that's right. Again, 1965, he said, let's take another. He said, this is the Easter seal. He said, let's take another man with this quickening power. There's a man way long ago by the name of Enoch. When a new thing came along, when something came along and said, well, now we have to go back to the old school of this or that or the other. Enoch walked with God. Whatever God said, do. Now listen to this. I thought this was amazing.
Right, Brother Matt.
He said, whatever God said, do. Enoch never missed one word. Can you imagine? Never missed one word.
Right.
He walked with God. What was he? He was a son of God.
Yes.
He was an eagle that had been called to that day.
Right.
Hallelujah. How do you know? All I can say is maybe God showed Brother Branham that.
Right. Sure.
You know, people want to say, well, he missed it here, he missed it there. Let me ask you a question. The first time ever Janus and Jambres was mentioned in the Bible, who mentioned them? Paul. Is it this Janus and Jambres? Now, and it didn't say what their names was back there in Exodus and all that, but I believe God showed Paul. Hey, if he showed Paul, can he show Brother Branham?
Amen.
Said he never missed one word. Whatever God said, he just wouldn't have done it. God help us to do that. Help me to do that. Said he walked with God. What was he? He was the son of God, the eagle. And when come time, he was so full of that quickening power. Remember, he had walked 500 years or more before God. Not one time had he missed his word. Not one time did he misbehave himself.
Right,
not one time did he do but kept the testimony. Everything that God told him to do, he wouldn't done it.
Right.
Listen, no argument about it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you're still working on me, Lord.
Yeah.
He just went and done it. No matter what anybody else thought, he just went and done it. Why? He was full of that quickening power.
Amen.
And when it come time for that old man to die, God just sitting down the ladder. And he walked up home. He quickened him and took his mortal body up in a rapture. Amen. That's the quickening power. Oh, God. That's what we got today. That quickening power. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Walking with God. That's what I want to do. I got one more. It's on my phone. Let me pull it up. I thought this was real good. Find it real quick. I put these in my phone. I put them on after I get through, program them in my computer. I put them on PDF. And you know, every now and then you get something after you preach a message. And if you preach it again or whatever, somewhere else or whatever, something, you know, or somebody says something, man, you just said, man, that'll go along with this. You got to, you know, and just, but let me read you. I was somewhere, this was in somebody's study, and I thought this was real good. I thought, my, listen what he says. This is on Father, the hour has come, 1956. He said, now Jehoshaphat, his son, raising up to take his place, had a good background to look at upon. To see that when a man, now listen what he says, to see that when a man will walk for God and walk with God, God will walk with that man. When a man will walk for God and with God, God will walk with that man. But when that same individual turns his back from God, then God just lets him shift for himself. And we find out it's a very sad thing when we have to shift for ourselves. Oh, God, I don't want to have to shift for myself. Because I have it hard enough right now, let alone Brother Wade shifting for myself. Do you want to walk with God tonight? Do you want to shift for yourself, or do you want to walk with him? He said, when a man will walk with God and for God, God will walk with him. But when that same individual turns away, God will let him shift for himself. That's my prayers. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you so much. And Lord, just, Lord, maybe I got a little bit beside myself, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. There's something about your word, Father, and what it's done. Not only for me, but for Jesus. Lord, I just want to walk with you, Lord. Father, we've seen what kind of walk Enoch had, Lord. And Lord, we've seen where that writer about the conditions, all their ways were evil, their designs were evil, their magic, but still, without the Holy Ghost like we have it today, they walk with you. And Lord, if they could, what about us today with the Holy Ghost poured out? Lord, when it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Father, I pray tonight, Lord, that you just bless each and every one that's represented here, Father. Lord, let my walk be one that's pleasing to you, Lord. Not only that, may I realize in your divine presence, Lord, that, Lord, though I may not see you, like we said this morning, or feel you, but we know that you're right there because you promised it, Lord. You said you'd be with us, even in us, to the end of the world. And that's the promise I'm resting on this evening, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, that you just, Lord, let our walk be holy. Let it be one of great communion. Lord, if we walk with you, it's a safe one because you'll protect us. Lord, if we should get sick or whatever, Lord, you said you're there to heal us. Lord, you provided in the days when Moses is here and the children of Israel. Their shoes didn't wear out. Their clothes didn't wear out, Lord. Brother Bram said, let's look over there, Dr. Moses' bag, and see what he had. I'm the God that healeth all thy diseases. That's all he needed. Oh, God, that's all we need today, Lord. You're a God that said you'd take care of us. You're a God that said you'd be with us, Lord. God, Lord, what an honor to walk with you, Father. Not only is it an honor, but it's a happy one, Lord. And one of these days, Lord, if we'll walk for you, with you and for you, then your prophet said you'll walk with us. And then, Lord, one of these days when its arms are stacked, the Bible's closed, and we come up to your house, Lord. Oh, like I remember him on that film. Said the king come out. Us sitting around that table thousands of miles long. He'll take his hand and wipe the tears from our eyes and said, enter into the joys of the Lord. Father, I'm looking forward to that day. And I pray, Lord, that each one of these people that's sitting here, these young people, everyone, Lord, maybe we can be sitting together somewhere. Lord, you said the prophet said, if you'll be together with your people. So, Lord, maybe we'll be sitting. We can look over at one another and we can say, Brother Wade, we made it. We made it. In spite of everything, we made it. Thank God. Help us to continue to keep pressing the battle, Lord. Thank you for these people today, Lord. Thank you for their hospitality, Father. Lord, thank you for the good spirit we feel, Father. I pray, Lord, you bless Brother Wade and his efforts, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, that you bless each and every one's here. Lord, just help each and every one, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord, as we travel, you'd help us, Lord God. Just be with each and every one, the song leader, the deacons, everyone, oh God. God, continue to be with Brother Samuel Dale, Lord. I pray, Lord, you continue to touch him, Lord Jesus. Help him, Father. Be with them, Lord. Just keep us in your pavilion, Lord. Let us keep pressing on, Lord God. Let us walk with you, Father. We love you. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name. Amen. What you got there, brother? Let's sing amen.
Death has to flee.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Now there is life. Darkness used to be. Said she's only sleeping. As he took her by the hand, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord, some began to say, shines on me for all the world to see. He's in the house. Death has to flee. Now there is life where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. There's no more doubt. Praise his name. Praise his name. He's in the house. Death has to flee. Now there is life where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. There's no more doubt. Praise his name. Praise his name. Oh, he's in the house. Little girl was lying there. She's only sleeping. As he took her by the hand, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord, and some began to say, she's in the house. Death has to flee. Now there is light where darkness used to be. Sing it again. He's in the house. Death has to flee. Now there is light where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. There's no more doubt. Praise his name. Praise his name. He's in the house. We were like that little girl. like that little girl dead in all our sins. Till Jesus touched his heart of mine and gave me life again. I am just a house of clay. Ever since that blessed day, there's a light that shines on me for all the world to see.
And brought life to you. Jesus, you know, he never attended a funeral that they stayed dead very long. What about now inside of you? That same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead now dwells in you. May we have right now a temporary resurrection, but we're heading toward a resurrection that's not going to do anything to go backwards. We're going to go straight on out of here just like Enoch. Enoch, it didn't say Enoch walked with God every once in a while, did it? He said he walked with God and he was not. I like that. He's a was not.
That's right.
He didn't even need a spaceship to be a was not,
did he?
That's
right.
Good to have Brother David with us. Amen. You love the Lord? Yeah. Let's give him another hand clap. We were sitting back there talking, and I invited him to come to our Valentine's banquet. So maybe he and Sister Laura can come with us, and he can be with us that weekend. So he's going to check his schedule. And for you to know, February the 17th is when our Valentine's banquet will be. It'll be on the 17th day of February, because February the 14th followed on a Wednesday. So the 17th we'll have our Valentine's banquet, annual time that we get together with couples, and we'll have Brother David try to be with us, and Brother Dutch will be here that day speaking for us. I talked to him yesterday, so Brother Dutch will be here Saturday, and Brother David will be here with us on Sunday. If Sister Laura don't kill him before he gets home, then you'll be fine. Good to have you with us. What a blessing she is. She's just a blessing. She's just a blessing to have here with us, and we appreciate you. Thank you for sticking with this guy. He's going, yeah, that's right. Amen? Right, brother. But I'm glad that Brother Homer gave him a... You can tell he come from Brother Homer's church. It's a little bit on the funny side. But he was Brother... Brother Homer's... Your what? Your in-law? That's right. Margie and him were cousins. Now, bless her, she's passed on, so he don't have anything to do with David. So it's not... But we just want to pray that the church over there, Brother Homer, he's going through some health issues also. He was talking about, you know, he's got COPD. Sometimes can't take a second service. So, all getting older. Just pray that Brother David help them out, and different ones, Lord. I'll help them and be with them as they get older. And we love you with the love of the Lord. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you. Wednesday night, Brother Bob will be speaking for us. And if all goes well with Dad in the rehab center, I'll be in Illinois hunting on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and be back. So, and then Brother George Quinn will be here on Sunday for two services. We're looking forward to that. Looking forward to Brother David, but now that's history. He's brought a message, and we should take that message and just mull over it, chew on it, chew on it, chew on it, and chew on it, and know that God loves us, and we're a chosen group of people. God chose us before the foundation of the world. So we appreciate that. Amen. All minds clear. Let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you so much. This day has been, Lord, it's not been a normal Sunday, Lord. We've had some fresh manna come, Lord, today and fall in our hearts, Lord, and And Lord, it came for a purpose. It came for someone, Lord. It came for me. I'm going to claim that. But Lord, it came for all of us that needs help, Lord, that's maybe going through trials and tribulations. And as the brother said this morning, you'll see us through it. Not in it, but through it. All right? So, Lord, I pray that you'd be with each one, Lord, that's going through a trial. That they'll go on through it, come out on the other side, and be stronger Christians than they ever have been before. Be with Brother Bob, Lord, as he comes Wednesday night. Be with Brother David and Sister Laura as they go home, Lord, as they travel. We pray that you give them traveling mercies. Give him strength in his body, Lord. And Sister Laura also, give them strength in their body, Father, for the journey ahead. Lord, just bless Brother Homer, too, Lord, is battling COPD and just getting older with age. Lord, I pray that you touch him, Father, and give him comfort. Just bless each one. Be with Brother Dale and Sister Dale, Lord. Touch them. Continue, Lord, to just cover them with prayers and good wishes and everything that we point everything toward our brother getting better. And Father, I pray that you just bless each one. Take care of us. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit until we come back on Wednesday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.